everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next 2 hours doing nonstop psychic readings for the call-in listening audience. I apologize for the late start. I had some phone difficulties, and it took a few minutes there to get connected on the phone. So I'll give out the toll-free call-in, the toll-free call-in numbers for the USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Or you can try direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I'm here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm ready to take your calls. If you'd like to get a psychic reading, call in. I mentioned last week I wasn't feeling that good, and we were fighting the flu here in the house and the family and grandchildren, and we're still going through it. So if it's a slow day and there's not too many calls coming in, I might even bow out a little early. So if you would like a call, call in, and I'll play it by the amount of calls that are coming in. And if you'd like to have a radio show here at BBS, email don@bbsradio.com. And you can take it from there. There's slots open. Any interesting subject would fly. The other day I had an idea, even a radio cooking show would be a good hit. I mentioned astrology not too long ago. And, hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Doing good. You saved the day.
Yay!
Yeah, you saved the day. If you didn't call, I was going to say I'm going to get a hot tea and cuddle up in bed.
Oh, no. Not yet.
That's what's good about this business. I can, it's very flexible.
Yes.
Some days it's raining, some days it's, you know, it's either hot or cold or keeps you going. What's your first name?
My name is Nancy.
Where are you calling from, Nancy?
I'm calling from Lacey, Washington.
Lakeview, Washington?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think you called a few other times before. I'm starting to...
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy the show.
Oh, golly, I love your show. You are absolutely awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I have been going through a lot of changes lately, and in online and in my personal life, and it's been slowing what I do down a little bit, but we're staying strong and moving forward.
Awesome.
Yep. And I was going to mention today on the show, if you are a repeat caller and you have had several readings from me, you can even experiment a little bit with it and even have me focus in on one subject or one thought, or without even getting a general reading, just come on with a question in mind, or you know what I mean?
Yes, fun. I do.
Yeah, have fun with it and experiment with it.
And, you know, I do have a question for you today.
Okay.
I found out when my father passed away that I have a half-sister. But the thing is, we don't know her name. But we do know that she lives within Washington State, and I feel that she lives rather close to me within a 50-mile radius. So I'm trying to locate her.
Huh. Interesting. And she's a half-sister?
Yeah, she's a half-sister.
And if there's anything maybe I can come up with on it, and you've been searching for her actively, like doing searches and...
Mm-hmm. The only problem is I don't have a name. I can communicate with the past over a little bit. Not very good, and I'm not very sure of myself.
Right.
And the only name that I was able to come up with a cousin of mine that has crossed over was Irene Lewis, which I find hard to believe as far as the name.
Right.
Because Irene is my sister's middle name,
huh.
And Lewis was my dad's last name.
Huh.
But I'm being told that this is her married name.
Huh.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. I would look for her in her, I feel married, I'm hearing a married name, and I feel like it would be almost easier to find her through her husband or her family than through her. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing to say this to you, and I'm feeling that there is, he may even be a professional of some kind, like a either a businessman or even a doctor or this type of scenario with him. I keep hearing business too. For some reason, in your search for her, there's going to be a business connection, and I believe it's her husband, but I wouldn't rule it out through her. And I don't know why it would be easier to search her through her husband than herself. I'm not sure why they're making me feel this way. I'm just giving you things that I'm feeling.
Uh-huh. Well, is her husband's name Lewis? Can you pick that up?
I'm not very good with names.
Oh, okay.
And for many different reasons. I want to say Myers, but I wouldn't go by any names that I come up with. I mean, you
That's
could write
me.
It down, Myers.
I'm a Meyer.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my married name is Meyer.
Oh.
So you're doing pretty good.
let's see. Now, why would Meyer be connected to her?
I don't know. I thought maybe you were just picking up on my name.
Is there a connection to Meyer, to her, your half-sister?
Not that I know of. Hmm. I mean, I absolutely know nothing about her. I do know that at my father's funeral, she was there, but we didn't realize it until because she arrived last and she left first.
Huh.
And she looks just like my middle sister, except for a little bit shorter,
right.
And a little bit younger.
Right, right. For some reason, I want to look to the Myers or the Meyer for some reason.
Okay.
With her. I don't know why, but I think through the Myers, your search could be shortened or helped a little. I don't know if that helps you any, but it's something to think about.
Okay.
I feel as the more you put into it, the further you're going to get, so you're not wasting your time. I feel like you're going to eventually reach your goal, probably even find her, but I feel like it's going to be like one step at a time and a little on the slow side, but it's not a waste, and it's going to pay off.
Okay.
In the long term, it will pay off. I feel like you're eventually going to find her and possibly even meet her. And I keep hearing to tell you don't give up because there's a reason. I think there's a spiritual reason why you're being pulled to this. And it's something inside you, like compelling you. So I believe you're going to follow through anyway and continue. So
yeah.
But there is, I keep hearing tell her don't give up because there's going to be some healings and blessings there also. And for some reason, even a financial connection, I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's going to be you're going to meet her and hit it off and start a business, or she's going to be able to help you, or she's going to be able to connect you. But for some reason, I just want to throw in that there's going to be some type of financial benefit or connection to finding and meeting her. So just remember me saying that. And when it happens, it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And like I said, kind of like focus on the Meyer and Meyer connection and trails and paths. maybe somebody knows her or is connected to her somehow or knows something about her.
Okay.
For some reason. I hope I helped you.
Oh, you did. I thank you so much.
Yeah, gave you something to think about and something to focus on anyway.
Yes, it did.
Okay, and for some reason, her husband is ringing a bell in my head, so go the Meyer thing, but you don't know who her husband is, so.
But
maybe,
I don't even know.
Now, maybe there's a connection with the Meyer and the husband, so that's another way of looking at it also. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. I hope that helped you.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank
you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, and I'll keep you updated.
Okay, and tell your friends about me, and keep on calling. If nobody calls, you call me anyway.
Oh, definitely I will, because I listen to you every week.
Good. Thank you.
All righty.
I appreciate that. Take care, Nancy. Okay, everybody, I don't have the liberty of being in front of my computer, so I couldn't tell everyone that we were running late. I was having phone problems, so hopefully the diehards hung around and remembered that I'm always running late anyway. They're probably, if they're all there, they're laughing if they're listening. Where communication is a problem right now with the changes that I am going through online, and I have, if you got an email to me, I sent out an email today, an invite to a 360 that I'm making, and so it's me, I sent it, and if you want to get connected to my 360, do what you're supposed to do with it. I'm just fumbling, I'm all thumbs with my computer, so forgive me, just accept it, and I'm trying to get the 360 up and running so I can create a little bit and communicate a little more than I have been. Caller, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Thank you for calling the show. What's your first name?
First name is Barb.
Bob. Where are you calling from, Bob?
Indiana.
Indiana? Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I was, I'm sorry for chatting away in your ear, but I need to get some info out, and usually it's while a caller is waiting for me to go to them, so.
That's no problem.
Okay, and it makes you a part of the show, too. And another thing I'd like to get out there is that if you are listening and you do get through, and maybe you have a question on psychics and readers and abilities and developing abilities, and or even about me and what I do, and don't be afraid to ask me. It's it makes good radio air time, and it is interesting. So
okay. I know quite a bit about you.
What? I'm sorry, Bob, what was that?
I said I already know quite a bit about you.
Do you? Good. From
been following you for some time now.
Good. From the internet chat.
Yeah
good. Well, that's good. How do you like what I do?
I love it. I've been a follower of yours for a long time.
Good.
You've given me some really good information.
Good, thank you. Well, it comes from the heart, and I put a lot into it, and I take it very seriously. I realize there's a lot of not too honest people out there that it's just maybe a game to them or something that they do not seriously. They don't take it seriously, but what I do does come from the heart, and I do take it very seriously, and I love doing it and enjoy doing it.
I know you put a lot of your personal time into it, and we appreciate that.
I have dedicated publicly over 10 years, probably at least 8 hours a day and more. And if it wasn't for my wife wanting me to keep doing what I'm doing, I would have not been able to do it and probably would have stopped a long time ago. So I give her all the credit in the world for what goes into something like this. It's a lot like being, I guess, a lawyer or a doctor. I mean, you got a beeper on your side in a way, and it's like you're always doing something for it, either an email or an offline or an emergency reading or putting together a show or canceling the show or just it gets deep.
Yeah, she's good support for you.
Oh, yeah. Without her, it wouldn't have been. And it wouldn't have continued. Okay. Barb, so you're familiar with my reading, and I'll just jump into your reading. And I am going to the financial side of you. I'm feeling financial, and I do feel good about this. I feel like at least the next 30 days, things are going to improve and go your way financially. I feel like it would lead to a significant change. I want to say it's a raise or a promotion or some found money or an increase somehow, or at least a connection to somebody with that kind of clout affecting you in a positive way.
Okay.
So, and if
it's
it
about
is,
time for that.
What's that?
It's about time for that.
Good. Are you looking for a job or expecting anything to increase financially? Because I feel as it will.
I'm hoping that it increases because I've had to take a considerable cut in pay. But I just got a new position starting Monday at the place I'm working.
Okay, what starts Monday? An increase or?
Well, I don't know if there's an increase with it, but it is a different position.
A different position. Okay. I've seen it. I was pulled right to your work world. Your business part of you, financial part of you. It's gonna. I feel it's. And I'm feeling inside like it's an upgrade, and it will lead to an increase in finances. Maybe not right away, but I do feel it's there, and the potential and the possibilities are there too. So, by all means, go into it and be positive about it. Was there another? Was there a female connected to this, a supervisor or a friend that's doing it with you, or connecting you to it, or?
Yes, there'll be someone training me that's a female.
This will be a supervisor?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. There's a connection between you and her. She's going to be very helpful to you. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yes, it does.
Okay, and she's going to be like, almost like, the bond is a little above and beyond just supervisor worker. It's a little more mental and emotional and spiritual even. So she's going to be like taking care of you and helping you with this. And I believe between this position and her bond, the bond with her, it's going to lead to some changes in your life and an increase in finances. So.
Okay.
That much I'm feeling, and I feel like it's going to affect a bigger circle too, maybe even your social network or maybe even a relocating. Do you have to move or think about it or changing something with the home? Or I just feel like there's a makeover in a way.
That's good.
And it may involve your environment or the place that you're living in or even a relocating. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm just saying what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Okay. And
yeah.
It also increases my my social network, my friends, and some of the things that I've been doing fun or increasing or changing in a way and becoming more interesting. And I feel like there's invites, too. Invites. I feel like I'm being accepted by different people or other people. It's expanding my my social circle. You got a pretty interesting 30 days coming up. Let's see, where are we anyway? It's say by the end of March, I'm feeling like there's many different changes in my life and a lot of new, interesting people in my life. And I'm also doing things that I feel like I'm doing things I've never done before, and I'm discovering that I'm pretty good at it and I got some talent for it, so be alert for that. because I feel like this different position will bring out other abilities in me, and I'm going to discover other abilities within myself. So that's how they're making me feel. And then this, and I keep getting pulled to this woman in this position. So I don't mean to keep going there, but they pull me there. So, and they're showing me doors opening. So it's leading to other offers and opportunities also. Challenges.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, and challenges too. I feel like I like challenges in a way, and I'm being given challenges, and it's keeping the juices flowing, and I'm having fun and enjoying myself. And I'm enjoying the people that I'm meeting. I am meeting different people. By the end of March, I have met other people and created friendships and associations, and they're enjoyable. And I keep hearing I don't want to rush into anything, though, for some reason. I don't know if this is a decision I have to make or something that I want to start or do, but if there is something major that I want to change or start or a decision that I have to make, I want to wait as long as I can, or at least maybe until middle of March, end of March, before I make a decision, especially if it's a big one. Does that make sense to you? You understand that?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if there's
any. Do you see anything in July for me?
What's that?
Do you see anything in July for me?
In July?
Mm-hmm.
The month of July?
Right.
Do you have to make a decision on this now?
No.
Okay. What I am hearing to tell you is something with July. Think about it and focus on it at the end of March. I don't know if that helps you. I'm just saying what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. And as far as what it's going, this could be, as I said in the reading earlier, if it is connected to relocating or relationships, something significance to a relationship, and it's like a makeover. It's like who I am now. I'm not going to be that person in July, and I'm even going to see that new person coming by the end of March or start working on it.
Okay. I understand that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they tell me things I don't know, and they just tell me to say it, and the other person that's listening understands it. But I am a different person, and in July, and it starts to manifest to the end of March, and I start working on it and focusing on it.
Okay.
Okay.
I understand that.
And it's positive, and it's successful.
Okay.
Hang on a second. And in the workplace, it's changing and changing for the better, and it's very interesting, and I'm doing well with it. And it just feels like by the time I get to the end of March, I'm like in a different direction in life, and on different paths and different in many different ways, and it's relationship. It's associations in the workplace and connections and opportunities, and maybe even where I'm living or what's going on in the place that I'm living in. So you have change in direction in those three areas, and they're going to be noticeable by probably by the end of March, or some of it will. Okay?
Okay. I'll look forward to the end of March then.
Okay. Well, and in the meantime, and look forward to every day. It's just little things you can watch for and work with. Okay, Bob?
That's fine.
Okay, I hope I helped you. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, take care. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
BBS Radio. There is no other radio station on the planet but BBS Radio. If you'd like to know more about me, folks, www.michaelgoga.com. If you'd like to talk to me in private or have a private session, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. I will respond. Add me to your Pal Talk friends list, Michael_Goga. Add me to your Yahoo friends list, Michael_Goga. These are all ways you can keep track of me. Join my Yahoo group. I'm using it as a message board and a blog. And join my mailing list at my website. And you'll know everything that I'm doing and everywhere I'm going and what's going on. And everything is based on and directed to BBS Radio. I enjoy being here every Sunday. And we'll continue to be here every Sunday until Don says I'm fired or I'm a has-been and get out. But I hope that don't happen, and I don't see it happening. And we have open time.
What's funny? This hasn't... Hold on. You know, we haven't been going over the air.
We haven't been?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my...
God.
Do you know my spirit guides were telling me all morning, Michael?
Something's wrong.
You're not doing a show. Cancel a show. And I kept saying no.
Oh, we're on now, though. But we weren't on a few seconds ago.
Oh, they missed Bob's read.
Yeah, but we caught it all on tape.
Oh, that was such a good read. Are they hearing us talk now?
They're hearing us talk now.
Are they?
Yeah, and you know what?
I should have been.
No, it's this. This is why I went to bed at 6 in the morning, folks. 6. I got 3 hours sleep. I get up at 9. I come here to the equipment at 10. I'm bleary-eyed, folks. And I hit the wrong button.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I hit the mute button instead of the live button.
Oh, my God. It could have been my Oscar.
Yeah, it might have been.
Oh, my God. And it was an awesome reading, and Bob was a sweetheart. Bob, if you're listening, it's in the archives, so it'll be there.
It'll be there. Well, I'll let you go. I'll fire you in the next time I call.
You have a show tonight to do.
I do.
Yes. Is this a new host coming on?
Actually, tonight I'll be being interviewed by John Cools, yep, with Untold Mysteries.
Okay.
He's a new host that'll be coming aboard, correct, next week. I believe he starts Saturday.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And folks, if you'd like to know more about Don and hear more of his sexy voice, you can Pacific for you. It's what? 1 to 4?
That would be about 1 o'clock Pacific.
Okay, so that would be 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, well, I think I'll start the interview about 20 minutes after 1 or something.
Right. Okay. You would do it? Well, you can come on my show anytime.
Well, thank you.
You can do anything you want to me.
Honest.
I'm one of those types of guys. I am. You can say, Michael, I'm stopping your show. Come back next week. I still love you.
Yeah, you know, I love you, buddy. I'll put them on the air right away. Here they come.
No more kidding around. I like to fool around. I always wanted to be my mother said, Michael, be an actor, and I wanted to be a comedian, and I wound up being a psychic. So, but anyway, folks, if there was a little interruption there, we might have went off the air for a few minutes, but if we did, we apologize, and we're back online. I think I got a caller. How you doing, caller?
Hi, Michael. This is Barb again, and I was heard on the radio, so.
They heard the whole reading?
Yeah.
Good.
So, because
okay.
People here at my house heard me on the radio, so.
Oh, good.
They got to hear my reading.
Good. Good.
Just so I'd let you know.
Good. And I enjoyed reading you.
thank you.
It was a good reading, and it's in the archives. That's another thing I'd like to get out, that your readings are archived, and you can download them and send them to friends and keep them for a souvenir.
Okay, Bob, I didn't know that. I'll have to look into that.
Good. And, Bob, did I help you with your reading?
Yes, you did.
Good, okay. That's all I ask for. I like to help my caller and motivate them, inspire them, help them feel better.
Yeah, it was a good reading. You hit on a lot of things that were right on, so I appreciate it.
Okay. And I enjoyed your energy. It was very easy and mellow on me. And thank you for calling and letting me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Take care. Tell your friends about us. And Bob's family, thank you for listening. Looks like there are people listening. All right. If you would like to call, it's USA toll-free 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada 1-888-810-8322. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. My name's Ruth.
Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Ruth?
Florida. North Florida.
North Florida. Good. Thank you for calling the show, Ruth. Mm-hmm. Are you a regular listener?
I've listened for a few weeks.
Good.
I've never been able to get through.
Good. Good. Good not that you couldn't get through, but good,
well,
that,
yeah.
Good that you're listening and good that I'm busy.
Well, yeah.
I have this fear of not having a phone call, and Don is always teasing me with it. I said, Don, what am I going to do if nobody calls?
Well, I don't think you have to worry because it's always busy.
It is. It is, and I thank everybody for listening and calling. Everybody is a sweetheart, and I do enjoy doing this. And there are many shows here and many, many readers, and it's an awesome radio station, and it's expanding in leaps and bounds, all different types of interesting things going on. So everybody should go to the radio site and bookmark it and explore it and get to know it, listen to the other shows. We got numerologists, we got astrologists, we got herbalists, and just it's the list is endless. So anyway, you heard me read, so let's just jump into your reading.
Okay.
Ruth, are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
I'm on a cordless, yes.
Okay. I just have a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, good. Well, I feel, you're making me, I'm connecting to you, and I feel like I'm busy, like I'm spinning. I got a lot going on. Did you just?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Is that happening now with you, or there's like... did you just move? Are you moving?
No.
Are you involved in somebody moving or?
No. I want to move, but I have no plans to move.
Because I'm getting almost like a. It could be that I'm picking up maybe on your thoughts or wanting to move. Don't panic. It doesn't mean you're going to move. I mean, it's just I could be picking up on maybe your needs or your thoughts on it or wanting to or maybe being excited. And another thing I wouldn't rule out is a friend or a relative or some type of an associate involving you somehow with a move, let's say by the end of March. I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay.
You may see this develop or happen, and
it wouldn't be because like I was forced to move or anything, would it?
No.
Okay.
No, I would be reading it differently.
Okay.
I would be giving you heads up, some warnings on some turbulence, and I'm not getting that at all. Actually, I'm getting a very busy cycle with you, and then it kind of mellows out and it gets I want to say more romantic. My next step was going to go into the beginning of something with relationship and romance. Did you just meet someone? Are you already engaged? Or
no, I have. There's someone I've been interested in, but I just don't know the dynamics of the relationship, if it's a friendship or more. I think it's more, but it just doesn't go.
Okay, is there anybody special? Because I feel like there may be.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like it's manifesting and could definitely be heading in the direction of a deeper and more significant with the relationship. Boy. Now, did you just meet, is he new or new in your life? Did you just meet him? Or?
No, actually we've never met. I've only written to him.
Oh, I see. You know, I'm leaning towards somebody new.
Hmm.
I'm leaning towards somebody new. There's nobody new on the scene.
Not at all.
That you have in your doubts about or wondering about?
No.
I got a feeling by the end of March there may be, within the next 30 days. I do have a feeling you just may meet someone, and it's going to, you're going to hit it off, too. Well, it'll be interesting if it happens, and it'll give you something to yell at me, at the end of March, if it don't happen, you can call back. But I do feel by the end of March that you may meet somebody between now and the end of March. And
it wouldn't be this other person that I would, like, meet for the first time?
Yeah, I would go there if it was being talked about or if it's going to... I mean, it could be manifesting now. I mean, was there plans between now and the end of March? Are you two meeting?
No. Can't say there are.
Interesting. It could. I mean, if you guys decide to do this, it could be. I mean, I don't want to rule him out. Because it would be the beginning of meeting face-to-face, so I wouldn't rule that out. Okay, let me see something here. Are you going somewhere, or on a vacation, or on the water or something? By now in the end of March, or going away for a weekend, or
no,
some type of an event.
Not really soon, no.
I can barely hear you. Ooh,
I'm sorry. I said no. Not. I don't really have any plans to go anywhere.
Okay. I got a feeling that you going to. I got a feeling that you may get invited to go somewhere. It might even be a day trip or a weekend. So just remember me saying that. And if you are, go to it. Because I got a feeling there's going to be a connection with relationship and romance with some type of an outing between now and the end of March. So I know it's not making sense now, but just write it down and remember me saying it.
Okay.
Because it can surprise you. I mean, 2 weeks from now, you can say, oh, this is what he was talking about. So now, there is some new baby imagery here for some reason. Maybe a birth somewhere in your realm, a relative, friend, associate. So I don't know if you already know about it or if somebody's trying. If somebody's trying, maybe you can mention that it was shown to you. But between now and the end of March, either word of it or a connection to a possible birth. And also, it's almost like an engagement or even than a wedding. The event may be an engagement or a wedding. I don't know if you're invited to one or planning on it or somebody's going to invite you, but it may even be like an engagement party or a wedding that you even meet somebody at that could turn into a relationship. So keep that in mind, too. You're probably saying, boy, none of this makes sense, but
yeah, well.
Just write it down. And I mean, a week from now, you can get invited to a wedding and then go and meet somebody, and then it's all going to be like, oh, my God, this is everything he told me. So just remember me saying it. These are things that I'm just hearing and feeling and being shown. I feel like it's a birthday or an anniversary, too. Is there any celebrating coming up to you? Is it
my father's birthday, but it's all family, so hopefully there won't be any of that there.
If your father's birthday, is there going to be a party and an event for it? Or?
We're going out to dinner.
Interesting. Something about a gift with this event. I almost want to say your father turns around and gives everybody else a gift. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but I feel like it's going to be a good time and a healthy time and a happy time and very healing and family. And but for some reason, he's thinking sentimentally, and it's almost like he's going to give everybody else a gift instead of everybody giving him a gift. It's something nice about this, so
yeah,
it should be a good time
sense.
For you also. I'm hearing this tell you in the right place at the right time, and this will come out of the blue. I'm hearing this tell you some type of a lucky break or bumping into the right person or saying the right thing at the right time. It's going to lead to a rebound and a recovery and a connection forward. So I'm just saying what I'm being told to say. I'm leaning towards business and creating and work and this area with you.
Okay.
That you're gonna make the. It's just like I'm going to be attracting to me the people and the events that I need to accomplish something, and I feel like it's in the professional manner or the business manner or the financial manner of my being. Up and down. Things have been up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm hearing. I feel like sometimes I was on a Ferris wheel almost. One day things are moving forward, looking good. Next day it's not moving and not looking too good. I'm hearing to tell you, too. View any setbacks, any sudden setbacks that you just went through or any that may occur by the end of March, to view them as challenges. Start viewing your disappointments and setbacks as challenges. This is something you need to hear, something you need to focus on and apply it in your life. See setbacks as challenges, so on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I do, but I don't want any more.
It's about all I'm getting. I hope it helps you. Did I touch on anything you needed to hear? Or?
Yeah, can I ask you about the move? Do you get, like, any geographical area? Like, is it local or is it... You know, a big one.
I believe, first of all, there was only a hint of it. Second of all, I feel as though it's a move that you wanted and it's perfect for you. Now, you would take that as I'm saying it. So if you want local or this, you're basically going to, and like I said, there's a hint of this, and it's down the road. So I think you said you were just thinking about it someday, moving.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. I just can't really decide where I want to go.
I believe it's going to be, I'm getting the same environment. I do feel water. Did you say you were from Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting the feeling of like a Florida-type feeling. I'm also feeling very relaxed with it, too, and it's more of a retirement or tourist type of feeling to this. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but I'm just relaying it. And I do feel like it's warm and there's water. So,
okay.
So it's making me feel like it may be low Florida, possibly.
Well, I really want to get out of Florida. That's the thing. Could it be California?
It could be. California, I guess parts of that would resemble Florida. We got the ocean and the beaches and whatnot. It could very well be if you have been planning on California.
Well, it's one of the places I'm looking at.
I would definitely say it was California. That's basically the
feeling. But you still feel it's going to be a while.
Yeah. I try to keep the readings like a 30-day type thing.
Well, we're not definitely
you know,
30 days.
Yeah, and I can touch on down the road and into the future, but I try to keep everybody like 10 minutes and maybe within the next month. I feel that to be the best way of helping people anyway. But I do feel California, and I would definitely focus on that, and I feel like it's going. Put it this way, I was made to feel like it was exactly what I wanted, and I was enjoying every minute of it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. And I also feel that the people and the things that you need to make this happen are going to, you're going to bump into them. It's going to be uncanny. When it starts, it's going to be like uncanny. It's like this one can connect you to this. This one knows about that. This one can help you with that. It's going to be that type of a feeling.
Okay. Good deal.
Okay. Thank you for calling the show.
Well,
tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay. I just hope I helped you and you enjoyed your reading.
I did. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoger.com. And if you'd like a private session, I'm available for a half hour for $15. You can't beat it. $15 for a half hour private reading with Michael Goger. My private email is michaelg@michaelgoger.com. And my website is www.michaelgoger.com. Also, I'm here every Sunday, 2 hours, 1 to 3 p.m. If you'd like to have your own radio show, you can do it. You can have a co-host. You can split costs. You can have guests. If you're retired, if you're homebound, disabled, bored, always wanted to be a disc jockey, you can do it. And it's easy, and you will be walked through it. If you want more information, email don@bbsradio.com. If you mention my name, I'll help you even set it up and appear on your show, and you can interview me and get your show up and running. Let people hear about it, know about it. I make a good interview. That offer goes to any host here at BBS. If you'd like to have me on your show, just email me. I'll be there. I need to know in advance so it can be scheduled, but I'll appear on anyone's show as a guest and have a good time and enjoy it. I do make a. I think I make a better guest than a host. I'm not sure about that, but I got a feeling I'm more of a guest than a host. But we'll see. The future will tell more. Let me see. What else do I got to tell you about? There's a million things I want to tell you about. Pal Talk. If you're wondering where I've been, I have been fighting the flu, and the family's been fighting the flu, and I have been in transition in many different areas, and editing things, and taking things down, putting new stuff up, and I've been very busy, but I'm not out of Pal Talk. I am in there. Add me to your friends list, Michael_Goger. I am going to be doing lots of shows in Pal Talk, and it's going to be worth waiting for. We have a lot of fun. It's a very good voice chat program, and it's easy to use. So go to paltalk.com and download their program so you can take advantage of my free chat room shows. Join my Yahoo group. I use it for a blog and a message board. And you can get on my mailing list at my website. Just go to my website, michaelgoger.com. Click Michael's group, which is going to be changed to Michael's mailing list, and you'll be on my mailing list. And you'll be notified every time I am doing a chat room show and radio show. Communication is necessary for what I do in here, and I can't answer one-on-one to everybody that's looking for me or needs an answer, and so I rely heavily on mass delivery of all my messages and what's going on with me. So just a few easy steps to stay in touch with me. Join my mailing list, my Yahoo group. Add me to your Yahoo Messenger friends list and your Pal Talk Messenger friends list. And in the future, I'd like to have guests on my shows. I would like to touch on different topics, such as poverty and world hunger, and the AIDS epidemic, and the things that are the war in the Middle East and Iraq, and things that are going on in our world, and the different people out there, different authorities. I would like to have them on and interview them and get their viewpoint and their books, talk about the books that have been written, and different help agencies and helplines and many things out there where communication is vital and people need to hear about. The people that need the services are able to get to them and take advantage of them. Okay, Don, no calls? Talk to me, buddy. If there's no calls, I'm saying goodnight. I'm going to take it easy today. You even fell asleep. Don, can you hear me? Don. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I hope somebody hears me. I hope I'm not doing a radio show and nobody's listening and I've been disconnected because I'm going to be like, aye, 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 aye. Don, can you hear me?
Yes.
No calls, buddy?
No calls right now.
You know what? I'm just going to make it an hour show today, and we're going to take it easy.
Why not? Have a little fun, sit back, relax, put on a good porno video.
Not a porno. Maybe a spooky movie. But, wow, this will be a record breaker. No phone calls. I wonder if it was the weather.
It could be. Today's a fairly light day. It was that way this morning, although it, I see, since this morning, I see 7 times the connections.
Wow. Isn't that something? I wonder what's, communication is rough because I am having some hard times with the messages and whatnot. And then not too many people in New York know about me, and everybody in California is, what, just waking up or sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of rough in a way.
It is.
So
it's tough in the mornings.
Yeah, either that or I'm just a has-been.
Nah, you never will be.
I don't know. It's over with. Tell me the truth.
It's done. Your career's ended.
I'm done. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? A comedian, maybe? I don't know. No. Aye, aye, aye.
No, take it easy. Hit the sack. Go back to bed. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Work.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat something, have a soda, then relax. All right?
All right, my friend.
All right.
Well, we love you, everybody. We love you, too. And,
you too, buddy. Perfect way to end the show.
That's right. Well, I'll let you close out. Right. Thank you, Mike.
I'll see you soon. You can fire me later in private.
You got it.
All right, bud. Take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.